KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today, a slight chance of rain or drizzle late this afternoon, a high around 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors has hired an Assistant Parks and Recreation Department Director. Current Parks Director Roger Herring reports Seth Stashelm was hired following interviews and background checks earlier this week on five finalists for the position. Stashelm is currently the Aquatics Director at the Nishnah Valley YMCA in Atlantic. He's lived in the community since May and joined the YMCA in July. Stashelm is married. His wife teaches high school math in Atlantic. Stashelm has a bachelor's degree from Northwest Missouri State University with a degree in Parks and Recreation Management and Corporate Recreation Management. He also has a wide variety of experiences in the construction field, personal training, is a multi-sport athlete, certified pool operator, and is qualified in disaster cleanup following catastrophic weather events. Stashelm will begin his duties as assistant director at around February 1st once he has completed his program duties at the Nishnah Valley Y. Parks Director Roger Herring, whose five-year contract with the Parks and Rec Department expires in May of 2016, asked the board this past September to begin the search for his replacement. Once Stashelm takes over the operation duties as Herring's assistant, Herring will be able to concentrate more on the grant application writing process. Herring said the decision on who to hire was difficult because there were 30 applications. The selection committee had to whittle down to just a handful of finalists. The candidate pool, he said, was wide and varied but highly qualified. Stuart Dusenberry, chairperson of the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board, says they're confident that Seth will continue the progressive goals established by the Park Board, Mayor Jones, and the Atlantic City Council. A central Iowa family visiting relatives in Atlantic lost their home to a fire early Christmas Day. KCCI-TV reports firefighters in Des Moines were called to the home at 7005 Southwest 15th Street in Des Moines at around 3 a.m. Thursday after a neighbor saw flames shooting through the roof. Officials say the family had left the home just a couple of hours before the fire started to visit relatives in Atlantic. Three adults and two children under 10 years of age lived in the home. There were no injuries. The home was a total loss, but firefighters were able to save the family's Christmas presents. And a tarp now covers the collapsed roof. They estimate the damage of more than $130,000. The Red Cross was assisting the family. The cause of the blaze was under investigation. Officials say since Thanksgiving, 50 fires have occurred in the capital city. The driver of a pickup truck suffered from an apparent medical condition Thursday in Pottawatomie County, causing his vehicle to crash. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2006 Chevy pickup driven by 37-year-old John Shannon McCreary of Council Bluffs was traveling south on Interstate 29, about 3 miles north of the Crescent exit. McCreary had a medical issue and lost consciousness, causing his vehicle to crash through a fence and enter 145th Street, which parallels I-29. The pickup continued into a ditch on the west side of 145th and finally came to rest in a farm field. McCreary, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Crescent Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A traffic stop Thursday morning in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. According to Red Oak Police, 45-year-old Robert Joe Coddington of Red Oak was stopped at around 8:40 a.m. in the 700 block of North Broadway Street. He was subsequently taken into custody for driving while revoked. Coddington was then released on a citation and given a court date. His car was towed away and held in an impound lot. A judge has trimmed the sexual harassment lawsuit filed against the Sioux City and a former city manager Paul Eckert. U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett said in a ruling filed earlier this week that several claims Brittany Scott used fell outside the statute of limitations. Bennett is allowing the case to proceed on Scott's claim that she was denied a full-time administrative assistant position in 2012 in retaliation for her complaints about Eckert. The trial is scheduled to begin on March the 30th. Scott has said that Eckert made sexual overtures starting in 2000 that stopped after she talked to council members about him. Scott says he retaliated by demoting her, and Eckert says the allegations are baseless. Eckert resigned in August of 2013 to take a city manager's position in Mount Shasta, California. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say a person has died at a hospital after a shooting at a Waterloo home on Christmas Eve. Officers and medics were sent to the home at around 9:25 p.m. Wednesday. They found a wounded person who was soon taken to a hospital and pronounced dead there. The person's name and other details about the shooting haven't been released. Police have also not announced whether the shooting is being investigated as a crime, an accident, or a suicide. An Iowa man who dresses as Santa Claus for a charity has lost his home and all of his belongings in a Christmas Eve fire. Firefighters were called to a Keokuk home at around 10:20 a.m. Wednesday, and by the time they arrived, the house was fully engulfed in flames. The home belonged to Robert Tripp, who portrays Santa for the Salvation Army in Keokuk. Officials suspect electrical wiring caused the blaze. Tripp's sister-in-law, Thelma Jefferson, who rents a room in the house, says she and her two nieces were watching television when the fire started. They escaped unharmed. Tripp says he lost his wife 3 weeks ago. The Salvation Army is planning to house Tripp and Jefferson in a hotel for the holiday season. And Des Moines police say a mother jumped through a fire to rescue her teenage daughter on Christmas Day. Firefighters were sent to the home at around 1:30 p.m. Thursday. Outside the house, they found the woman and her five children. They reported the flames erupted while the 15-year-old girl was cleaning the basement. She knocked over a gas can that wasn't far from a water heater. The girl's mother jumped through the fire to save her daughter. The girl was treated later for smoke inhalation, but no other injuries were reported. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Gerald Leonard, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Gerald Leonard will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph Lamar, age 85, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joseph Lamar will be today at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Maynard Reese, age 100, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Maynard Reese will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Howard Christensen, age 81, of Fountain Hills, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died December 3rd. Joint celebration of life services for Howard Christensen and his wife, Verla, age 80, who died October 24th, will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Merle Peterson, age 96, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Merle Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Flannery, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ruth Flannery will be held next Tuesday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A gathering for Hugh Ross will be held January 3rd from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Heritage House. Ockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.